special guest in the house this morning, Nance.
Yes, Doja Cat is in the house. Hello, girl.
Hey.
The hair is on point.
Thank you.
I was wondering what color it was going to be, but from your IG, I should have known, right?
I mean, every color of the rainbow.
Every color of the rainbow.
I was following your IG story. Were you like out and about on the runway yesterday? Or?
Yeah, I was. Oh, I was walking for Pyre Moss.
Oh, New York Fashion.
But you had Alexander Wang on. Is that who you had on?
But I had Wang on at one point. I did an after party performance. It was super chill. It was like no stage. It was like super duper chill. But it was crazy.
That is crazy. So are you getting like these people coming to you saying, "Wear my stuff"?
Yeah. Not all the time. I mean, this is maybe like, I've only had it like two times, I feel like. It was Alex and Pyre. Both were the only designers, I think, that really came to me.
And so does Fashion Nova, when they ask you to wear some stuff, like, do you get money for that?
Yeah. I mean, I have a deal with them.
Congrats.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good look.
They're affordable and they have cute, so I'm wearing them right now. I have this.
Fashion Nova. Okay, there you go.
A little turn and spin.
Okay.
You know, because that's where like some of the money is. Like, girls don't realize that. Like, if you get enough followers and you get, you know.
Yeah.
That's the way to go.
Get some outfits when you need them. I have so much clothes in my house, though. I don't need, and I need to like start giving it to people.
Sounds like Nancy.
I know.
Some people are so smart. I'm not smart about it. I'm like not. I don't have like a website to sell that stuff on.
You don't have to. You can go. Yeah, you can go, and there's like places that you can go, and just like you'll get money for it if they sell it for you.
Yeah.
You know, there are websites that make it easy too, and you could just like ship it. We had friends who have like had so many like kicks. Like I think Joey sells some of his sneakers.
To one of those bins and finding your stuff.
Don't you cat?
I got the answer. Have a yard sale. Just have a yard sale out in the front yard.
Oh my God, Mad Hit with Mad DJ. The hugest tag sale ever.
Are you? Do you live in New York or you live in L.A.?
I live in L.A. I'm in Hollywood.
How do you like L.A.?
It's great. The weather's good. I don't go out.
I was going to say, the traffic is a nightmare.
The traffic is terrible, so I just don't go out.
Are you from New York, though?
I do, like, the bare minimum.
Right.
Were you born in New York, or were you born in L.A.?
I was born in Tarzana, so in, like, the valley, mm-hmm. like, California, like, valley area, and then I moved to L.A. when I was 12.
Nice.
But I lived in New York for like the first 5 years of my life right after I was born. I lived in Rye.
It's tough, man. When you live in New York, it's like a different thing.
Yeah. I mean, completely, yes. I mean, it's nothing like LA. Like, it's definitely like a Parisian vibe to me. I was talking about that the other
Really?
Day. Yeah, like we were talking about makeup and how like the girls in LA do their makeup, like they wear more makeup mm-hmm. than girls in New York, like a more natural look.
Like Jay. Mm-hmm.
More like high fashion mm-hmm. look.
Yeah.
And that's kind of a Parisian thing to do, I feel like.
Did you do makeup tutorials when you first started?
I used to want to be a makeup artist, yeah.
You know what I saw on your Instagram? When we get off the air, I need you to give me a little tutorial.
Yeah.
You did the nail hack.
Oh.
I seen that. I was like, huh?
I told her, like, instead of going
she did like a nail hack where she got her nails, you did your nails yourself, like acrylics. I'm like, I need to learn how to do that because
the powder, they're press on. So these are press on right now.
Wow.
See, I'm telling you, the press ons look good. I've told you that.
So look at this.
Yeah, press ons.
what do I need a nail tech for?
And, like, you have to sit there for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have time to sit in a nail salon for 2 hours. Yeah.
I can't even imagine.
In your own home.
I dressed up like a woman for last Halloween and I put those press on. I can't even imagine. I couldn't do nothing.
And they pop off.
Couldn't even wipe my behind.
That's how long.
Yeah, that's kind
of
long.
Some girls really like them to be like the length of their fingers. It's just two extra set of fingers.
Mm.
One of them is useless.
Well, what are you going to do? You can't even button your pants. You can't do anything with like nails like that.
Can't.
Yeah, it's crazy, crazy, crazy stuff. So you went viral with Moo. That was, can I just say, like, I think that you're funny. You are a funny chick.
Oh,
like
videos crazy.
No, but you're funny. Like even in a lot of your IG stuff, you're really funny.
Thank you.
Is that something that you have you always just like been like a goofball? Like that you've decided to do that?
Yeah, I used to be like not funny and just a goofball. So like I was like a clown in like middle school. Like I was always doing something crazy.
So did that start as a joke? Like did Moose start as a joke, or was it something that you like really thought about and you were like, oh, this is dope?
Yeah, it was an inside joke. So I was on live and I was just making a song. Like I did every day. I was doing this every single day, just in bed making songs on live. And I had this outfit because I was planning for a tour. And it was like a cow print outfit, and I put it on, and I just couldn't. It was the most like ridiculous thing.
That I was watching this live.
How am I supposed to write a serious song like about like love when I look? And then I did the horns.
You look like that.
No, you were funny, and then you even put like Wu-Tang in there. Like
how did you get Wu-Tang? I put a lot of people in there.
It's funny
too. I was like, she put ice cream in there.
Nancy, it's funny because when I played the song in the mix show, Genesis turned around and started dancing. She said, "Yo." Played it. Genesis first told me about you. She can probably tell me more about you than you can tell me about you. And she was
playing, I'm like, no, he didn't.
When he was playing the Moose song, we were like, what is he? What are you playing? You play, and then you see the video, and then you're like, oh, I get it.
And the kids,
I'm in on it.
They love it.
Yeah, it's a lot of.
And you got like 14 million views or something crazy like that.
Yeah, I don't. Is it 50?
Oh, you're at 50 now?
50 now?
It's so silly, but she's such a dope, like, lyricist, and she makes her own beats and stuff. Like, she goes on live, and she shows her doing the whole process.
So
when you get into your music-making process, do you have, like, a routine that you do before to, like, get into your vibe?
Yeah.
How does that go down when you're, like, about to start making
music? I have to, like, be in full costume and have, like, a theme to what I'm doing. So, like, I could be like a boho chick, like have like a bohemian sort of look.
Oh my God, I love it.
Or I do like a Catwoman look, or like the like just off the wall, like different. Some of it's like more casual. I don't know. I just have to have full makeup, or I feel like the beat isn't, or the song isn't gonna come out.
It sets the tone for you.
Yeah,
your videos are amazing. Like they're so colorful.
Thank you. Yeah, I have to always be involved with my videos.
I was getting ready to say, do you have a lot of input in your videos?
Yeah, I want to direct, like...
Is that what you want to do?
Like, direct my... Yeah. Maybe not for other people. I don't know if I have the time to do that. But yeah, my own, I'm very... Like, I write treatments on the plane all the time.
So, Juicy, you knew that you were going to wear, like, a cherry hat and, like, the whole... That was hilarious. I mean, you're just funny.
Thank you.
You're a funny girl.
Thank
like,
you.
I love
it. Those headbands come from my... I have a stylist who I just recently paired with, and he pulls these things. So, like, he has a lot... of like say in the videos, like he's pretty much directing it with me.
Yeah,
you know, because a lot of these looks are so out there, and they kind of create the video. So yeah, those little cherry headbands came from him and all the other looks.
And you're naked in it, like, you know, well, one on your IG and everything.
Yeah.
You're naked in it.
Yeah.
like you have no, it wasn't a problem when people are doing.
No, I like don't. I'm very comfortable. I don't care.
You don't care.
I love it.
Anybody who saw,
I love that stuff.
I like love. I think I'm nudist.
You think you're nudist?
I don't know. Yeah.
I could be naked all the time. Don't knock on my door or don't tell me you're coming to my house. I'm naked.
We were strippers in our past life.
Strippers in your past life.
Right. I feel right. We must have been strippers in our past life.
Maybe you need to get rid of the clothes and start getting a pole in your house.
Boom.
You know what I mean? Yes. Like, get rid of the clothes, right. Get a pole. Get
oh,
a pole.
I've seen your outfit with Megan.
Oh, yeah, that was
and
a great
dressed
one.
Like a cow on
Did
that
Did you
pole.
See her with Megan Thee Stallion? I got to ask you. So she let you drive the boat.
Yes.
That's a big deal. When Megan Thee Stallion lets you drive the boat.
Three times.
Do you guys know what that is? That she What was that experience like?
So I drove the boogie board. Okay. And then after I drove the boogie board, I drove the kayak.
That and was not good, right?
She was like, and I was like, that's a little boat. Like, I need like a bigger boat. So then I drove the yacht. Ooh. And then I went home.
I saw you the next morning.
Oh, I was tired. Oh, my God. I was gone. But that was, you had, like, well, I'm not going to drive the boat with Meg.
Who wouldn't?
Right.
I mean, you got to. And tomorrow she's going to be here with the Legendary Nights Tour, which is going to be so great. Big with Meek and everybody else, YG and Future. Yeah, she's amazing.
Yeah, she's great.
Do you love performing on stage? Do you love performing in front of a lot of people?
Yeah.
Get a thrill out of it?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's... I live for, like, dressing up. I'm very visual and just creating a show. That's, like, everything to me. And I would say my music is more of, like, an entertainment sort of thing because I make pop and rap kind of in a combination. So it is very theatrical, and I like to do that, like, display that.
When did you realize that this is what you wanted to do as far as rapping?
Like, since I was super duper little, but I never knew how, like, to do it, and it took me till I was, like, 16 to be like, all right, I'm just gonna start singing very quietly.
Is that what you did?
That's what I did. I just, like, locked myself away and started recording stuff on GarageBand on my
GarageBand,
yeah. And it was so the worst quality.
And
it's great though.
It was so you couldn't even understand. I used like the little like distortion thing, and I sounded like I was on a phone when I was. It was like the worst thing.
Yeah, but look at you now.
Thank you.
Look at you now. You just keep going and keep perfecting, and that's it.
Was it Social Network that helped you break out? And feel comfortable and say, wait a minute, people like what I do.
Yeah, I got like 2 likes and I like cried. It was the craziest.
You know, they're thinking about getting rid of likes, you know, because it's like too stressful for some people. Like, you know, they live and die by the likes.
Yeah. There's some people who are like, please like my thing and please follow me. And please, you should never ask for, don't ask for followers.
Right.
Just follow yourself. And then if you like what you do, someone else is going to like it. People are kind of rebellious. Like, they don't like when somebody says, hey, do this for me. They, like, kind of don't want to do it. They're just at home on their phone or on their laptop. Like, it looks thirsty.
It does look thirsty.
I made that
the
promise.
Thirst is real.
Reverse psychology. Literally. Yes. Like, fall back.
I think it's interesting. When I interviewed Gaga in my earlier days, she said the same thing, that she likes to create a show, you know? And then I saw her with the bubbles the first time. It's kind of like you said the same, which is good for an artist. Because I feel like an artist that is boring and don't have anything is like, there's too many artists.
Did she inspire you? Like, is it Lady Gaga on the... Like,
definitely.
Because she, like, she did anything she wanted to do. Like, she wore a meat dress. Like, who does that? And
no, did you see the comments on Meg's last post with me in it, driving the boat? Everyone's like, Lady Gaga looks so different.
Wow, that's amazing.
It was the blonde hair.
That's a great comparison,
of those
right?
Comments I think are just it was Lady Gaga comments.
It was the hair.
But that's amazing.
It was
like
the hair, and I erased
would love
my
to
eyebrows.
Be compared to
they were blonde, right?
I got rid of my eyebrows, and I had like the big cat eye and all black.
Man, I would take that and run with it. I'd be like,
that's
okay.
That's and
a
it's
huge
weird.
Compliment.
I didn't even see the comments, and I was in the elevator like, good, like Gaga.
Right.
Look, and everybody's like, oh my god, who is this? Who is this Lady Gaga? Like,
I mean, artists are retiring, and there's room for other ones.
Yeah. You know? I don't know if she's really going to retire, though. I don't think Nicki's really going to retire. You know, I don't feel
everyone
that.
Everyone thinks she's not. I don't know. I just like to take Nicki's word for it. I feel like she might come back, maybe, but I love the way she so gracefully just kind of like, was like,
eased out.
Bye.
Yeah, I want a family now.
She didn't.
Yeah.
She's not gonna fall off. She's not one.
No,
to fall off.
She's not.
And then the next day, she showed up modeling.
Yeah, man.
With
clothes on. I was like,
wait a minute. I thought
she's
you was out the game. Yeah.
Retiring from music.
Yeah, right. That's.
But
the...
I'm here to give fashion.
So that's so crazy. So I love your acapella stuff.
Oh,
like
thanks.
When you did the Return of the Mac and you like flip it into
Turn up snack.
Oh my
Can
God.
Can I just tell you how much I love your
those
acapella
so
stuff? They're so great. Like, what is it? Like, what makes you decide that you're going to use that song? Like, I didn't even know that you would know Return of the Mac.
I think I was, like, really hungry and I had cheese sticks that I ordered at, like, 3 in the morning. I don't know. It was, like, 3 a.m. and I just wanted cheese sticks so bad. And
those
I
cravings.
Made a guy drive, like, 4 miles to get me cheese sticks on Postmates.
That's good to make it. Was it a boyfriend or no?
No, it was just a Postmate guy.
Oh,
and
Postmate
he, like, hated me.
It's like DoorDash.
That's so great. I only wanted 1 cheese stick. He brought me like 5. So he's like, this she's crazy.
And so then, like, Return of the Mac came in.
So then I was like, I had my cheese stick. And I was like, turn up the snake.
It was really funny a cappella. And you do old school stuff. It's funny. Like, you do, yeah. You really, it's, your a cappella is really funny.
What's old school to you? What do you consider old school? Old school's different old school, for everyone. What's old school to you? Because I got to do an old school mix in a few minutes. I'm going to go down your lane.
Okay.
What do you like?
I'm 23, but I consider, like, early 2000s stuff old school. I feel like Destiny's Child is a little bit old. It's old school. What's old school?
I feel old as heck because that's what I grew up there.
I know, that's what I grew up
Lord Jesus.
I'm just trying to be honest
I'm
with
gonna
myself.
I'm going to go get both dogs.
I ask everyone right that because old school is different for everyone.
TLC is old school.
Yeah. You did that too.
Yeah.
That's the lane I'm going for, the old school block.
Yeah, we're talking to Doja Cat, if you don't know. And if you haven't seen her, if you don't know about her, just go on and go to her social media. Your IG is great.
Thank you. I thought I was really bad at Instagram.
You did?
Yeah. Well, I went and, I don't know, somebody's trying to teach me how to, like, do Instagram.
What do you mean they're teaching you how to do,
like,
Instagram?
Office. Like, we went for, like, a meeting. She was like, these are all the secrets you must know.
Oh. Okay, well, you gotta share this.
Remember,
okay,
so you're doing great, sis. You're doing great.
Well, if you learn secrets, can you, like, tell the other IG people on your IG the secrets? Because if they're secrets, we all need to know.
I can say this.
Okay,
you should post 3 videos and 2 pictures every week.
Okay, 3 videos, 2 pics.
There's a formula.
There you go.
I got that down pat.
Wow, there's a formula. Okay.
Yes, I want her to hang out with us to the old school block. I'm going to play some music. I'm going to come back and talk to her.
That sounds like a
plan. Project too, and play some of her music, too.
All right, girl, don't you go in here. Doja Cat's in the studio.
Welcome.